The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get your sex life back on track. Do you feel that sometimes your sex life needs a little something? Well, let's figure it out intimately with Tamaran. For an hour of simple and basic tips to help you create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure into your life. Now, here's your host, Tamaran.
Welcome to this fun-filled, interactive, intimate hour with me, Tamaran. I've created this show to provide you, my listeners, with some of the top experts in the world who can help us all create more fun, passion, and intimacy back into our professional and personal lives. Life is filled with endless lists of things to do, and we get so caught up in the pace of it all that sometimes we forget to just let it all go and remind ourselves of what really matters the most. Things like, who do we want to spend our time with? What do we want to spend our time doing? And how can we make that time more fun, honorable, and pleasurable? And those are the questions that I ask myself a lot, and I'm sure you are feeling the same way. Many of us live crazy, hectic lives, and at some point we feel like something is just missing. And I think I found the answer for me, and so I want to share. And what I realized was that I was lacking deep intimacy in my life, and it was affecting my business and my personal relationships. I felt lonely, misunderstood, and I also felt that somehow I was dying on the inside. And how could that be? I knew that I was a genuine, caring, loving person, but how come I wasn't happy? How come I felt so terrible and I couldn't explain it? Well, I was determined to find my own answers, and through much prayer and faith, I set out on a path that clearly showed me the way. But I wanted the quick answers, and don't we all? But being as stubborn as I am, my life showed me something that was really unexpected. And I was looking for happiness, love, and abundance in the wrong place. I was looking for everyone else and my life to provide that for me. I was expecting it to show up just like in the movies or on TV, and I thought I was entitled. And after working with other leaders, coaches, motivational speakers, and reading some awesome books, they all gave me the tools and the tips on how to get the answer. And after walking down that path for well over 10 years, I got it. And I just about fell over when I realized the truth. How come no one teaches us this stuff in school? ABC 123 doesn't even compare to what I had learned. And this was like the treasure in the treasure box that we all hope to find secretly hidden in our house somewhere or buried in the backyard from our ancestors. I found me, and I realized that old cliche, no one else can make me happy, no one else can provide for me, and no one else can satisfy my needs. No one even has a clue what does it for me, and it isn't their job, it's my job. So what did this mean for me? It meant figure out what excites me, figure out what scares me, and figure out what I would love to try doing, and figure out what I'm feeling, and figure out a way to communicate it all. I was lacking deep communication skills, and I didn't have a clue to understand what I was feeling and how to express it. So I learned because I was forced to learn, and I kept on learning. And I love to read, take courses, meet others, and share experiences. And lo and behold, I became so grounded. I felt so fulfilled and so genuinely happy that I can't stop smiling because I love my life and I love me. And then some incredible things started happening for me where I was attracting beautiful people into my life personally and professionally. And I became very intimate with myself and others, and that just created beautiful, passionate love in my life, and for me, the loneliness dissipated. People trust me and want to share with me. So I've designed this show to help you do the same. Sit back and enjoy as we all learn how to figure it out intimately, as I bring on amazing guests, co-hosts, and we share beautiful stories, challenges, and some great tips on how to give you all that fun, passion, and intimacy back into your life that you deserve also. So if you'd like to call in, the number is always toll-free. Or if you'd like to send me an email, please do so at tamaron@figuredoutlive.com, or you can hit the email host button here on my Empowerment channel, and it comes directly into my inbox. So today, I don't have any guests or co-hosts. It is just me. And to the name of today's show is actually called Passion of a Visionary. And this show is really geared in my four-play series, where I focus on the foundational aspects of things about in our relationships. So our relationships to our business are very similar on how we look at our relationships and our personal lives. And this is what I realized has rung true for me, that it's the same core issue. And so when we have strengths or weaknesses that we need to evaluate or we need to look at more deeply, we can enhance our life on all levels. And so when we take tips and we start maintaining practices that can advance us in one aspect of our life, automatically it seems to apply in other areas of our life. And that's what I have found has worked best for me. So that is the theme of tonight's show under the title of Passion of a Visionary. So I'm going to be offering some tips for people who really feel that as an entrepreneur, that they are the visionary, because entrepreneurs can have different archetypes. And one of the archetypes is a visionary. And I tend to attract and work with other people who are visionaries as well. So that's really what I'm going to focus on tonight, give you guys some tips and some tools based on some of the things that have happened to me, whether they were good or bad, and how I can help you guys, because some of my stories really tend to empower people. So where am I getting a lot of this information? I'm going to share with you guys tonight. One of my favorite authors of all time is Carolyn Miss, and one of her latest books that has come out is called Archetypes. Now, this book you can purchase online through my online store on tamaronsplace.com. Check it out. It is one of my favorites. If you are considering taking any of my business intimacy workshops, this is one book I highly recommend for any entrepreneur. This book was actually written for people who are basically new agers, anybody in the self-help industry, more or less people that could even be personal trainers, along with motivational speakers, maybe nutritionists, very new agey. She tends to attract people in this industry, which is the industry that I attract as well, because I'm very interested in that. So I encourage you to check out her book. Again, check it out on my website, tamaronsplace.com, Carolyn Miss Archetypes. And this is where I'm drawing a lot of the information from, because as I read this chapter on being a visionary and to understand my archetype, it rang true almost word for word for the entire chapter. And everything Carolyn Miss talked about, actually, it gave me goosebumps. So I'm going to share some of that with you, because you might resonate with some of the things I'm going to be talking about tonight. So my workshop that I like to help people with is also called Who Am I? And in that, we can understand some of our archetypes. So if you're somebody who's a visionary, which most likely you're going to be attracted to my work, what are some of the things that people tell you a lot? Well, one of the things people tell me often over and over again is that I have a lot of passion. And it's true. You can hear it in my voice. I'm one of these people that when I have a vision of something, or when I feel my intuition is telling me that, yeah, this is doable, this is possible, I can see how it can work, it's almost like we start to connect the dots in our head when people talk to us. And so that's where I get the passion from. And a lot of people who are similar to me, we have that same excitement when we talk about things, and we start giggling and we start laughing and we go, yeah, people just don't see the potential. So we're very, very gifted in that sense, where we can intuitively tell whether or not we think something is going to fly. And a lot of times we realize that, or I tend to realize that, is because I can feel the intention behind somebody's vision or the dream that they have. And sometimes they might have the correct vision, or they might have a vision, but the pattern of how they feel they're going to get it might be just a little bit off. And that's where my gift is, where I can come in and say, I can see what you want, but I think you might have to find a different route on how to get there. So I tend to be able to help people in that way. So again, we don't need to help people as an expert in our field, to have them revamp their entire life. I tend to attract people who I will work with in a short period of time. People, it's like an in-and-out store. People come in, they spend a little bit of time with me, and they leave. They don't need to come back month after month and, you know, to work with me for a year. People just say, oh, my God, you changed my life. And so that's how I love to work with others as well. So if this is one thing that's resonating with you, listen up for more, because there's going to be other things that I bet you're going to be able to relate to. What about, do you burn out easily? Well, that's something that happens to me a lot. I'm someone who, when I'm very passionate about something, I go like crazy. And I get to the point where it's so consuming, and then I have to balance out other parts of my life. So, you know, this vision that I have takes the forefront in my life, and I start bringing in other people. I start gathering everything that I need so that I can make my dreams come true. And what happens is I tend to stop looking after myself. Now that I'm 50 years old and I've seen this pattern show up over and over and over again, what I realized is that I have to put limits on myself. So in other words, I literally am someone who has to sort of have a schedule or a workbook on some level where it can be flexible, but yet at the same time, I have to block off time for me. I need that nurturing time because I am so passionate about what I do. And so I suffer if I take on too much all at once, and that is my strength, but it can turn into a weakness. So what I've learned how to do is how to manage my time more effectively, learn how to delegate. So in other words, find out what I'm really good at as my strengths and start letting other people do some of the work. Because as a visionary and someone who's very passionate like myself, I tend to try to do it all. And so I attract people that start out with a small business, and they get to the point where they just love everything about their business. And so they find it hard to find people who they feel can be just as passionate as them. So it can be great at times, but not so great when, you know, we start to suffer. I tend to see that a lot in people, and I've been there myself. So that's one thing I really try to tell people, is that they need to start delegating and to ask for help, and it's really, really important to learn how to do this. And how can we do that? Again, you can get yourself a scheduler or take some courses on how to manage your time better. Learn to take days off when you need to. Make sure you book that family time, that play time, because as I've learned in my personal life as well, is that when we take on too much, you know, that personal stuff that we enjoy doing so much can get depleted. And we don't want that to happen. I know for me, when that gets to happen, then I become miserable and I get mad at myself for letting it go too far. So I no longer do that. So again, I just want to remind you as a recap, if you feel like you're someone who's very passionate about what they love doing, you most likely are a visionary, which is an archetype. And Carolyn Miss talks about this a lot in her book, Archetypes, which you can find on my website in the online store under tamaroansplace.com. Okay, so one more thing I'll quickly share, because I know we're probably going to go into a commercial break soon, is when we find that we are getting depleted in our energy, what I also love to do is I love to find really quick things that can actually help me balance my physical energy more. And so I have put together a very simple template, maybe about 5 or 6 things that I know that I have to make sure that I do every day in order for me to stay balanced physically, but also emotionally, because I tend to take on too much and my brain's got a million and one things going on all the time. So I've learned that I am pretty much a morning person. And the running joke around me is that I'm brilliant in the morning. And if you're going to ask me something that really has to have a really thought process go through it, you're not going to get an answer from me in the evening. It's just not going to happen. So it becomes a running joke around me is that if you really need to talk to me, call me in the morning and then I can help you. But I certainly don't have any anything at night where I book appointments or I book important meetings where people really need to get my advice, because I just find that I don't have that kind of energy. So I need to make sure that I balance out my energy through the day. So I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to go to my first break of the evening right now, and I just want to remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America on the Empowerment Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment. Remember what life was like when you were a kid? When you had that zest for living and discovery, that total lightness of being. Can you still experience that today? Listen to Joy Awareness Radio with host Marlene Bork. Our show will invite you to be happier, to enjoy living a more conscious and exciting life. Learn from our guests and contributors, just like you, and make this your weekly stop to rediscover the capacity that you could be accessing. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Want more positivity in your life? Are you ready to get healthy, happy, and energized? Join the Stella Donna Goddess Gals, Cynthia Bryan, and Heather Brittany for a power hour of stimulating, supportive conversation on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. A lineup of best-selling authors, celebrities, and experts join the effervescent mother-daughter dynamic duo in this upbeat, positive, life-changing talk radio playground. Star Style, Be the Star You Are, Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Lend us your ears. It's power time.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America on the Empowerment Channel. So tonight, my theme of my show is actually part of my foreplay theme, but the show title is called Passion of a Visionary. And I'm really sharing some personal stories again tonight, because a lot of people listen to my show and they go, wow, I totally related to what you had to say. So I'm going to have shows where it will just be me here live, and again, sharing more of intimate things about my business and what I'm going through, so that I can really help you guys as the entrepreneur as well, and to understand yourself on a deeper level. And so what I'm doing tonight is giving you guys some tips as an entrepreneur who really feels that they really are that visionary. So just to recap what I talked about before the break is, if you are someone who is very passionate about what you do and you tend to get really, really excited about some ideas that you have and really see the vision in front of you, you are most likely a visionary. And this is an archetype based on Carolyn Miss's book, Archetypes. So great book to read. I highly recommend it. It definitely is a book for new agers. Again, this is the industry of people that I tend to attract, so people who are in the holistic industry. It could be personal trainers, nutritionists, life coaches, business coaches, that kind of stuff. We all tend to have that same mindset, and we know that we're here to actually make the world a different place. So those are the people that I tend to attract and have a lot of fun working with. So if you feel that you are a visionary, we talked about during the first part of the show that, you know, you have a lot of passion. I tend to burn out too easily. I get so excited about stuff that I'm doing, and then I find I don't make time for me. So if you're finding that is very similar to how you live your life, don't worry. We have the answers here for you tonight. So I'm going to share. What are some of the things that I like to do in order to balance my physical energy as well as my emotional energy? Well, I find, because I said earlier, I am a morning person, I find that I'm brilliant in the morning. So I need to make sure that I have time for myself in the morning where I'm not distracted, so I can really manage my thoughts really well. And so what I tend to do is when I get up in the morning, I leave that first good half an hour for sure, and maybe even sometimes up to an hour, so I can just literally sit and meditate. Now, this is not what I mean, like a true defined meditation where I'm, you know, sitting in a lotus position or I've got my guided music playing, because that is the type of meditation I prefer. But this is sort of like where I'm coming out of my sleep mode. So when I'm sort of coming out of that that sleepy trance state, I know there's lots of different words for it, but it's when my mind is still quiet, but it's extremely, extremely focused. And so what I start thinking about are some of the things that I need to accomplish during the day, and they most likely are things that I didn't finish the day before or maybe the week before or whatever, because I tend to have a lot of ideas in my brain. So I make sure that I sit, and whether I'm having a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, I'm just sitting and I'm allowing those thoughts to come through. And I always make sure that I have a pen and a piece of paper nearby, because I find sometimes the questions of things that I've been looking for answers come to me so easily. It's like guided knowledge coming through from somewhere. And sometimes these ideas are so obscure and so random that I don't feel like I normally would have thought things up. But it's like my brain is saying, try this, or approach that person, or call this person, or do this. And I find that it leads me somewhere. So it's not like I always have the answers to why I'm getting the knowledge, but I have learned to trust that knowledge. Again, someone like me who's an entrepreneur, very stimulated, my intuition is extremely strong, and I am very rarely wrong when it comes to my intuition. At 50 years old, there are times when I was like, yeah, I should have done that. I should have trusted my gut. So now when something comes up for me and it's so strong and it may be against what everybody else is saying, I trust it. And that's when I'm brilliant, because usually that's when those moments come true and people go, how did you know that? And I go, I have no idea. It's not like I knew. It's just that I got that hit. And that's what guides me. And that is what's guided me even in my business. I can say that about 7 years ago, when I felt that I was really feeling called to open a raw food store here in Bellefontaine, Ontario, and there wasn't anything similar to that nearby. There was no health food stores. There was a very tiny health food store at the town next door, but there was no food supplied, and there wasn't even a place where you could even go and get a smoothie or a juice or not too much health food. And so I was learning about nutrition myself just for my own personal life. And I was frustrated, because every time I went to go outside of my house and to eat somewhere, I had to bring a doggy bag, and I was getting really, really frustrated. And so I felt that there was an opportunity for me to open a healthier takeout store locally. And so I bought a building that was in a high tourist area where we still are now, and people thought I was crazy to do that. They said, no one's going to come in and buy this food. And I said, that's how you view it, because you're not health conscious, but health conscious people are looking for places like this. And so if I'm looking, then that means other people are looking. And my friends and my family thought I was out of my mind. I was crazy. No one's going to come in and buy things. They didn't know how I was going to make money. I even hired a professional person to come in and help me do prepare my kitchen, how to do all my food costing. And she didn't even feel that I was going to have any customers, and she didn't even have the guts to tell me. She just went ahead and did it. And it wasn't until later on in that business relationship where she privately said to me, after I opened the doors, she actually said that she didn't even think I was going to get one customer on my first day, and I made close to $1,000 on my first day, because the whole town was buzzing and was wanting to know what I was doing in here, because they knew it was something different. And it just spread from there. It just kept getting busier and busier. So goes to show you, my instinct is always right. And a lot of times, you know, we're sitting on the fence about, you know, is it my gut telling me something, or is that fear? Like, you're just not sure. But I do find that a lot of people who become entrepreneurs are very successful. It is because we have listened to our intuition. So I have lots of stories like that, but I love that story just because no one thought I was going to have a customer. So here I am 5-6 years later, completely changed the dynamics of the store. We now have private workshops and events. Again, like I was talking about at the beginning of the show, the Who Am I? Workshop is basically for entrepreneurs. So if you're someone that needs to understand your archetype, which is what I'm talking about tonight, my archetype is a visionary, I guarantee this is the workshop for you. So you can check it out on my calendar page and my online workshop page on my website under tamronsplace.com. So if you really feel like you have a calling, let's find out what your true gifts are and let's pull out some of your archetypes, because if you really are an entrepreneur where you feel that you can build, you can create a business, and so you bring in other people, other employees and other people to support you, you most likely are a true visionary, just like me. So you're someone who's very, very passionate. So that's what I do. I trust that intuition. I trust what it is that's coming through for me, especially in the morning. Now, what else do I need to do? Well, like I said, if I tend to burn out very easily, then I have to make sure that that foundational time in the morning is important. So I plan, believe it or not, I kind of, and not that I plan out the whole day's menu, but I make sure that I plan and I coordinate, my liquids. You know, you need things for your brain, so I have to make sure I'm getting the proper nutrition for my brain, because if I don't, I'm going to fade fast by midday. So I've learned that nutritionally, I need the protein and I need the high-quality fats in my diet in the morning, because your brain needs the food in the brain first thing in the morning. And a lot of people I see, they fade fast because they're morning people like me and they're go, go, go. But because they don't eat right, they burn out early in the day. And so what I have learned is that you need the fat. So you need high-quality fats, like things like avocados, or you need olive oils, or you can even take supplements. So if you're traveling or if you're just rushing out the door or whatever, make sure you're getting the proper fish supplement or something so that it makes it easy for you. And make sure you're getting your high-quality protein, whether you're vegetarian or if you're still eating meat, that you make sure you get protein in the morning so you've got that energy as well to sustain you for the day. It sounds crazy, but you know what? I found it's made a huge difference for me. So I just kind of make sure that I've got that stuff ready for me so that I can go and grab what I need, because I know that I'm going to be super busy in my morning because that is my brilliant time. So I never skip the meals. You know, I make sure I've got the adequate liquids. I'm drinking water, or I'm drinking herbal teas, or if I am drinking coffee, I'm making sure I get that water back in my diet, because coffee actually dehydrates. And so you don't want your brain to be hydrated in the morning when you're trying to be brilliant. So it sounds kooky, but you know what? It definitely works. So then what do I do next? I've got this time, I've got the ideas coming through, and then I literally start writing things down. And what I start doing when I write things down is I actually write down my goals for the day. And I make sure that I only have like 2 or 3 main goals, like things I know I have to get done within that day or within the next day. And then I start writing down a couple of other things that, you know what, okay, it'd be great if I got the stuff out of the way. What could possibly be next? And what I find is that when I do this in the morning and I create my intention for the day, I generally can bang off those main goals, no problem. It's almost like that is the focus of my day, and I get right up to that point, and then everything else seems like gravy, but yet at the same time, that can be extremely productive. And so then what I do is by midday, I make sure I take that break. I take my dog for a walk, or I chill out, or maybe I will actually go and sit and meditate and actually go into a guided meditation so I can slow my brain down, or I run and do some errands where I can get myself out of that mode so that I can balance myself and then come back for the afternoon. For me personally, that's when I tend to book my meetings with people. So they're more social, they're more playful, they're more relaxed. I don't like to be in stressful mode when I'm in a meeting. So I tend to have more meetings with people in the afternoon. And then I can set my notes up and write things down by the end of the day on what I need to, you know, get ready for the next day. And that's when I can sort of end my business day there, and then I can start planning for my personal life, because that's what I find is that when I don't plan that, it doesn't happen. It's just like it seems like I have no personal life, and all of a sudden I'm sitting there and it's 7 or 8 o'clock at night and I'm still working. I'm thinking, where did the day go? So again, this happens a lot with entrepreneurs. We burn ourselves out. And so if we start to learn to manage our time and to understand when we have our strengths, then we're going to have better function in our day. So for me, as a morning person, I have to do all the stuff in the morning. But if you're someone who is the exact opposite, I would suggest that you switch your day around. So you do more of your social things earlier in the day, and you make sure that you have time allotted for yourself so that you have you have that focused time in the evening. And then that way, it's going to be a lot better for you. But I tend to attract morning people regardless. Very rarely do I work with people who do things in the evening. So, again, I just want to remind you guys, if the book by Carolyn Miss is attracting you right now, go to my website, tamaronsplace.com, and check it out. It's called Archetypes, and it's a fascinating book for people who are entrepreneurs and in the New Age holistic industry. So I'm going to take my second break now, and I just want to remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America on the Empowerment Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Where can you find wisdom in the little conversations of every moment in a show? One that brings you golden nuggets that you can apply towards your burning desires, life, and success. Tune in to Little Conversations today with host Dan Deegan. Our program will provide amazing breakthroughs in your life and help bring you closer to your dreams. Set your internal conversation GPS and tune in to Little Conversations today, Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We're changing lives through the power of little conversations. Have you ever thought about owning your own business? Are you interested in making more money? Are you interested in becoming focused and super productive? Mark your calendar every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern, and 11 a.m. Central Time to listen and learn from America's business expert, Bill Walsh, on The Rainmaker Show. Bill will share the untold secrets to launch and build a successful company in today's challenging economy. We will also have top success experts and giveaways every week. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel to create success on your terms.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaron at figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately on Voice America on the Empowerment Channel. So today, my theme is my foreplay series, where I talk about the foundational aspects of our relationships, whether they're in our business or in our personal lives. And tonight, the title of my show is Passion of a Visionary. And the reason why I'm sharing is because I am a genuine visionary, and so I tend to attract a lot of people who are that as well. So tonight, I'm giving some tips for the entrepreneurs who are visionaries, and how can we, you know, really manage our time better and balance things out so that we can get things done productively, but yet at the same time, we don't burn ourselves out, because I'm finding I'm attracting people who are really struggling with that as well, and so they feel really overwhelmed and overloaded. So I've been giving you some tips on how I manage my time for myself, but here is something that, it becomes more of a deeper conversation that I have with my clients and things I'm going to share with you tonight. What I find is that I'm very sensitive to a lot of things, and I didn't realize that there are a lot of people that understand me when I talk about this, and yet there are people that look at me and go, I have no clue what you're talking about, and it doesn't even make sense. So I'm going to share some stories here. What I mean by sensitive is that I'm a very social person because I enjoy people and I'm a people person, but I cannot sit in an environment where I'm around big crowds of people all the time. So I can do that if I need to, but I find it whacks me out and it drains me. And I realize it's because it's just too much bombardment, like cities, like big noisy cities and big huge events where there's lots and lots of people. I find at the end of the day, I'm wiped. And so what I found was when I'm learning, whether I'm working with other coaches or I'm training with other people who are in classes, I tend to prefer smaller groups. And so I realized that whenever I take a class where the group is smaller or I'm at an event where the group is much, much smaller, I actually get much more out of it. And at the same time, it doesn't exhaust me. And so if you're someone who you find you're feeling this way too, pay attention, because maybe you're someone like me who realizes you learn better in smaller groups. And so someone like me who I want to work with other people and other business coaches, what I'm realizing is that I cannot possibly teach large groups of people at once because, again, it's going to drain me. So what I've done is I've actually created my workshops and my events so that they're in very small, intimate groups. And the maximum group of people that I will ever work with is 12 people. And so this is why I call my intimacy lounge here in Bellefontaine. That's how I like to be taught, and that's how I like to learn. So I'm going to offer the same. Now, understanding this, this is crucial because this is what I talk about in my workshops, Who Am I? And I Am the Expert. These are all my business workshops that I'm offering right now. So understand who you are, because if you see yourself as someone who works in small groups better, then you are most likely going to teach in smaller groups better because that's how energetically you like to work. And so you may be someone who's just as sensitive as I am. So knowing that, what I find is that when I am in and around other people who can give off too much energy for me and create that sensitivity for me, I have felt that I need to learn to retreat very often. So I need that time alone for myself so that I can refocus and actually do nothing. And when I find it so hard to actually not think about work. But when I do this, it's like my body gets so recharged. And when I give myself permission to come back to work in my head, I find I'm brilliant. So I need to balance that time out. And I need to shut down from work completely so that I can function better when I am at work. So I have to make sure, and that doesn't necessarily mean I go on a holiday or actually go somewhere, but I have to make sure that with something like that, that I just like take a day off, or I make sure I plan time with my friends, and just literally shut myself off, and that I am more productive and I don't burn out. So, and then even sometimes I need alone time. So I need to make sure that I have time to reflect on myself, because I'm someone who will constantly evaluate my goals and what I'm doing. And so I really need that time. And what I find for me personally is that because I follow a lot of stuff about my horoscope and I'm a January baby, what I find is that even though I'm working in the winter, but I find I am deeply, deeply reflective in the wintertime. It's almost like my body is dormant and I really start to evaluate what it is that I'm doing and where I want to go next. And so as the months start progressing through the year, I find that I start moving more. So I start getting out more and I start socializing more in my work and networking. But that month of December and January, very rarely do you see me going to events. It just does, it doesn't make sense for me to do that because that's my reflection time. So it's interesting how I've learned over the years these patterns of behavior of who I am and how I can function better as a business person. So now saying that, what I do find is that in those months where I'm more reflective, I tend to want to be around my family more. And it's very interesting being a mom, a single mom with two kids. This is a crucial time for me when I feel like I need to be connected with them and when I can create that deeper bond so that as my life gets busier through the busier months of the year, I'm okay with not being around them as much. It's very fascinating what I realize about myself, but I find that when I have conversations like this with other people who understand their horoscopes and the months they are born, the same patterns come for them. So, for example, I'm the January baby. If you are somebody who was born, let's say, in June, you might find that even though it's a summer month and it's a busy, high-energy month, that you are more reflective and you're more reclusive and you feel like you need to retreat more in that month of June. And yet, so come December, you might find that that's the time of year where you like to be out moving and you like to be doing a lot more and going to social functions and stuff like that, whereas someone like me is going, yeah, okay, it's family time, it's whatever, but it's not a busy time for me to be working. And so it's really, really fascinating to see this and to understand the dynamics around people like me. And I can pick people out at functions and I can figure out what month they were born and what time of year because I can see how they're socializing with people. It's very, very fascinating. People ask me how you do that and I go, it's all based on, the nature of the month we were born in our horoscopes. So knowing that about yourself, again, is very, very fascinating. And you can use this to your advantage because a lot of people feel guilty when they're not motivated. And it's not because you don't have the motivation. It's that there's an energy behind us that is unseen. And so you have to understand it better. And these are some of the components of what I talk about in my actual workshops, Who Am I? And I Am the Expert, and in my full-day event, Business Intimacy. We talk about all these components and understanding yourself. Another good example of something like this is a high-energy time, meaning your summertime of your horoscope. So for me, that would be true summer. That's when I am more brilliant, because that's when my body energetically is moving more. So even though I have that time where I need to retreat and stuff, it seems to be that is when I have, I said more brilliant, but what I mean is that it seems to be where I'm more focused and I have a higher energy. So things get accomplished at a quicker rate is basically what I'm trying to say. So things tend to happen quicker. So if you have something that, say, for example, for me, I want to write a book. I'm not going to attempt to write my book because that is a big project. And I can accomplish that book faster in the summer months than if I was trying to get all my thoughts together in the winter months. And so now what I do is even when I'm planning my big yearly goals, I make sure that the winter months, those retreat months, those reclusive months, those months where I'm reevaluating things is when I'm doing more of my goal planning, where I'm figuring things out and where I'm thinking strategically how I can do things. And so I'm going to plan all that time to, like, say, for example, clean up my books, get things organized, redo things, let go of people, hire people, think about what I want to do for the new year. That's all planning time. That's all winter stuff that I'm going to be doing. But when I'm actually putting things together and making things happen, it's going to be during the summer. And so logically, what's going to happen next? It's going to be fall for me. So in the fall, I'm most likely not going to be doing too much. I'm going to be slowing down some of my work because I'm going to be getting prepared for what I want to be doing for the next year ahead. And it's so fascinating because this actually follows the seasons of nature. And yet we do it as human beings. And one of the ways that I realized that this was actually happening for me and creating a pattern in my life was when I would look back at some of my journals. because, like I said, it's something that I try and do every day, and I don't do it all the time, but I'm going to say 90% of the time I do journal. I journal about what's going on in my business life. I journal about what's going on in my personal life, and I reflect on what's happening in my life and where I want to go next. And so, like I said, when I write those two, three things down every day, it happens. But what I found was that this was the pattern of things that was happening in my life, that I was more reflective in the winter, getting more things accomplished in the summer. And in the fall, I was always wanting to slow down, and I would evaluate, okay, what worked, what didn't work, what do I want to keep, what do I want to do next? And so I found this really fascinating to see this, that it was actually appearing year after year in my actual journals. So it's very, very fascinating. So again, if this is something that you feel can help you, I want to remind you, you can find all this information on my website, tamaronsplace.com, and you can go to the Who Am I workshop, the I Am the Expert workshop, or the Business Intimacy workshops, because these are some of the workshops that I've been speaking specifically about today on the radio show. So it's time for that last break of the evening, and I just want to remind you, this is Tamron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America on the Empowerment Channel. So stay tuned for more after the break.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Are you missing some romance in your life? How do you make the man of your dreams, you know, that guy you married, keep looking at you just like he did the very first time? How about checking out the Married with Romance show with your host, Emily Ann Weber? We'll help you spice up the boring and mundane and turn it into the sexy and fun. You are loved by your husband, but it's time to feel like it. Tune in every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're tuned in to Let's Figure It Out Intimately with your host, Tamaron. Want to connect with the show? Please call us at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Tamaron@figureitoutlive.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. This is Tamaron, and you're listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately here on Voice America on the Empowerment Channel. So tonight, my show title is Passion of a Visionary, and the theme is my foreplay theme, where I talk about the foundational aspects of our relationships, whether it's in our business or in our personal life, because I believe that the core issues are going to follow through in both areas of your life. So just to recap what I've been talking about tonight, today it's really been about, you know, how, you know, if you're someone like me who is a true visionary and you have a lot of passion, people like me, we tend to burn out really fast. And it's a running joke when I see a lot of people who are very similar to me. We just have so many ideas, and yet we are people who do accomplish a lot in life, and we just like whiz around people, and people look at us and go, oh, you do so much, and I think, oh, yeah, wait, just wait. You haven't heard it all yet. There's more that I want to do. So that definitely is a challenge, but the challenge is to not burn ourselves out and to create that healthy balance in our life. So one of the other things that I love to share with people is to find people that I can delegate and to really pass down some of the duties, because as an entrepreneur, we do need to learn how to do this. And at first, if it is your first time on letting go, It's tough, and I've been there myself, because we love to do it all. And sometimes we get things done so much faster and easier by ourselves, it's hard to imagine that somebody else can do it as good as us. So if you can relate to that statement, yeah, it's quite funny. But again, I have learned that I have great strengths, and I do have some weaknesses. Even though I can do it all, should I be doing it all? Absolutely not. So if I want to be successful in my business and I want it to run more effectively so that it can run when I'm not here, and then that way I know I've done my job and I've hired the right people and I've put the people in the right place so that I am replaceable. And that is the sign of a good business person, is that if you can be replaced in your business and you can really get out there and start networking and marketing more. And that's really, again, the stage I'm at, again, in the expansion of my business now, where I feel like I need to find someone who can manage me, basically, because a visionary is someone who sees the big picture. So we need someone who can do a little bit of that micromanagement, like looking after things, answering the phones, answering the emails, you know, maintaining the structure of the business where we can go out and delegate, market, do more sales. And so that's where I feel I'm at my business again. And so because I've done it once before, it's so much easier to do it the second or the third time. But if it's your first time, I get it, and it can be really, really hard. So what I suggest is that talk to other entrepreneurs, people like me or someone else who's gone through that growth process, and find out, how did you hire someone? How did you find the right person to take over that part of your business that you no longer have time to do? And one of the things that I say to people is that start writing things down. Like, what are some of the things that you feel could be easy and simple, and you feel like you don't have to hover over someone's shoulder in order to get that job done, because it is hard that first time. So I find, and when I write things down, magic happens. I don't know why, but I say this over and over again on the show, is that for me, journaling and writing things down is like, I don't know, I don't understand it, but it just makes something come from the unconscious or the subconscious, and it comes into the consciousness. I don't know. There's no other way I can explain it. So I tend to start writing down some of the little jobs that I think I can handle letting go of. And I find that I can put it all together in structure, and I don't do it all at once. I start going through my day, and I start thinking about the things that, you know, okay, I can manage without having to do this anymore. And so after a while, you'll find that you've created someone who you need to hire. And the beauty of it is, as an entrepreneur, is that you might be able to find someone who may not actually have a very specific position in mind, but has the skill set of what you need. Because I believe on this planet that we can accomplish and we can achieve whatever it is that we want, even if it is to find somebody who is going to be able to do all those things. And so when you write it down, the magic happens and people will appear, or you start letting people know that you need assistance or help in your business, and they start referring people. And then you can start interviewing people and saying, okay, are these the skills that you have? And you'll be shocked at how fast you will find someone, because this has happened to me so many times. I could write books and novels on how I found the perfect person in my life to help me with what it is that I needed to do, because I wrote it down first. I don't know. People are amazed at how that happens so fast, but I believe in the process, and it's quite fascinating how it works. So for me, this is exactly what I've done. I've said to someone recently, I said, well, they said, oh, it seems like you need an assistant. I go, yeah, I need an assistant, but I need an assistant who's going to be willing to do very specific things for me and to have an understanding of what it is that I'm doing. So again, I do work with people doing other workshops and events that do focus on people's sexual fantasies, you know, helping them understand their sexual essence and how we can build that into their business as well, how you can create a stronger self-image for yourself. So am I going to be hiring somebody that's very young and doesn't understand this? Absolutely not. I need to hire someone who's going to be much more mature and to understand what it is that I'm doing. Because in that same essence, if employees are working for you, it's What I've learned in the past is if people don't resonate with what you do or they don't believe in what you do for a living, they're not going to be happy in their job and they're not going to be able to sell you outside of work. So in other words, if they're not passionate about what it is that they're doing for a living, they're not going to be passionate about talking about what they do for a living, and so they don't sell you. And not that they have to be selling you outside of work, but when people are passionate about what they do and what they love doing and who they love working for and what that company represents, it is an automatic sale. And so people will want to know more about where you work and who, what you do, because as an entrepreneur, sometimes we have businesses that are so unique and so different from what the person is doing next door that it needs to be explained. Like, for example, I don't know what everybody does in my family and around my friends. So this is where all that passion can really play a great role in your life. So I hope you've enjoyed some of the tips that I've given you tonight. And again, if you feel like you are a visionary, I would imagine you resonated with some of the things that I've talked about tonight. And so I hope that you either share this show or you maybe want to listen to the recorded version again. And always remember that my life is the same as yours, and I'm not perfect. I am human, and I'm just this crazy chick who wants to have more fun in her life without ever having to give up my personal boundaries. And I want to be respected and respect all the people, the friends, the coworkers, and all the people in my life. And I needed to learn how to communicate, share, laugh at myself, and most of all, listen to the needs of the people I cared about so that I received the life that I fantasized about when I was young. And I didn't create it the first time around, but I certainly found the tools to create what I want now. And that is exactly what I want. What I love to do the most is to pass that knowledge down to you, my listeners. So thank you again for listening, and I hope you remember to come back next week for another crazy show with me, Tamron, on Let's Figure It Out Intimately. So cheers for now.
Thank you again for listening to Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Please join Tamron again next Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Let's figure it out intimately again.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.